Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. My name is Mike Whitmer, and I titled today's reading, Fruitful Believers in Christ. Cindy was excited for her new job in a nonprofit company. What an opportunity to make a difference. She soon discovered her coworkers didn't share her enthusiasm. They mocked the company's mission and made excuses for their poor performance as they looked elsewhere for more lucrative positions. Cindy wished she'd never applied for this job. What looked great from afar was disappointing up close. This was Jesus' problem with the fig tree mentioned in Mark chapter 11. It was early in the season. If the tree's leaves signaled, it might have early figs. Nope. The tree had sprouted leaves, but it hadn't yet produced fruit. Disappointed, Jesus cursed the tree, saying, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." By the next morning, the tree had entirely withered. Christ once fasted 40 days, so he knew how to go without food. Cursing the fig tree was not about his appetite. It was an object lesson. The tree represented Israel, which had the trappings of true religion, but had lost the point. They were about to kill their Messiah, the Son of God. How more barren could they be? We may look good from afar, but Jesus comes near, looking for fruit that only His Spirit can produce. Our fruit need not be spectacular, but it must be supernatural, such as love, joy, and peace in hard times. Relying on the Spirit, we can bear fruit even then for Jesus. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Mark chapter 11. Verses 12 through 20. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations,' but you have made it a den of robbers?" The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him. For they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Let's pray. Holy Spirit, prune us so we might bear more fruit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.